and I'm working now for a temporary staffing agency called Off Target. Our mission statement? We never hit the mark. And we've got some stiff competition. Labor Not Ready, Bums Are Us, and Dead on Arrival. At Dead on Arrival, you have to step over the dead bodies if you want to fill out a job application. I went on a sales call to a company by the name of Bigot Bindery and met a man named Phil. And we exchanged business cards. And I said to him, my name is Steve Sindoni, and I'm the account rep for Off Target. So he said, my name is Phil, and I'm the HMFIC. So after looking at his card, I said, HMFIC? Sounds like you got a very important position with this company. He says, yeah, that's right. I'm the head motherfucker in charge. So I say, I'm a people placer, and I place people. You use people, don't you? So he says, listen, I ain't got time for bullshit. I'll tell you what I want and what I don't want, okay? I don't want any blacks because they're lazy. And I don't want any Puerto Ricans because they steal. But I'll take a dozen Mexicans if you got them. So I said, Mexicans, huh? Why Mexicans? So he says, because they don't talk back, they're short, and you can fit about 2 dozen of them into a van. So I say, I don't have any Mexicans. How about 12 Koreans? So he says, are they any good? About a week later, believe it or not, he calls me and he places an order for 12 Koreans. Go figure. Did you ever have a boss, a supervisor who was the boss from hell? I had this boss named Bob Weisenheimer, and he acted like he was waiting for a sex change operation. Yeah, he acted like a little bitch. And he would always do his best to try and piss me off. But I never let him get the best of me, because I always pictured him wearing a skirt. One night I dreamt that Bob Weisenheimer died and was standing in front of the pearly gates waiting for St. Peter to open the gate. So St. Peter, he checks the book, and after a few seconds he says, I'm sorry, Mr. Weisenheimer, your name's not in the good book. But Mr. Weisenheimer, he goes ballistic. What do you mean I'm not in the good book? What are you, stupid and blind too? Now, Mr. Weisenheimer, says St. Peter, there's no reason for you to call me names. Listen, St. Peter, says Mr. Weisenheimer, there's got to be some kind of a mistake. No, Mr. Weisenheimer, says St. Peter, your name is not in the good book. Can you check again, St. Peter? So St. Peter checks again and says, no, I'm sorry, Mr. Weisenheimer, there's nothing I can do. Your name is not in the book. So now Mr. Weisenheimer, he's fuming. Look, St. Peter, why don't you ask God to let me in? So St. Peter, he goes back and talks to God. He says, God, I've got Mr. Weisenheimer at the gate. He's never done a good thing in his life, and he wants to enter into the kingdom of heaven. So God tells St. Peter, no, he can't let him in the gate. Now St. Peter, he goes back and gives Mr. Weisenheimer the bad news. Listen, Mr. Weisenheimer, you've never done a good thing in your life. There's no way we can let you in. Mr. Weisenheimer, he thinks about it for a while. He says, okay, listen, St. Peter, here's $2. Go back and talk to God and see what you can do. So St. Peter, he goes back to talk to God and says, I can't believe this, Mr. Weisenheimer. He's never done a good thing in his life, and he thinks by giving me $2 that you'll let him into the kingdom of heaven. Now, God thinks about it for a while and says, St. Peter, give Mr. Weisenheimer back his $2 and tell him to go to hell. Anybody out there in therapy? I can save all of you out there listening a lot of money. The next time your boss pisses you off, take out your pen and write their name on the bottom of your shoes and walk all over them. And if they really piss you off, the next time you take a dump, write their name on the toilet tissue and wipe your ass with them.
And away goes troubles down the drain.